Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I greet you in the awesome and powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. The Lord is in this place. Hallelujah. How many people know Jesus is here? He's here. He's right here. He lives here. He lives here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for the great things that He has done and is doing and will yet do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord makes rich and adds no sorrow. His presence makes all the difference. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As I enter the Word of God this morning, I just want to give honor to God and honor to the angel of this house and the person of my awesome and wonderful husband, Dr. Beggy Gamedze. Amen. Let's all put our hands together for the gift of God in this house and the gift to not only us, but to the body of Christ. And I thank God for the gift of you as my husband, as well as my coach. and just being so awesome, babe. You're the best. You're the best. Love you. Love you so much. Hallelujah. And I thank God for our fivefold ministry, all of our five children. I bring greetings from them all. Hallelujah. And I thank God for this precious time and privilege of ministering the word to you this morning. God bless you. God bless you. All of our friends, loved ones, guests, all of our wonderful members, awesome pastors, awesome ministers in this house. God bless you. All of our elders, deacons, God bless you this morning. Amen. All of our friends, everyone visiting, God bless you. Distinguished guests, God bless you. Amen. As we enter the Word of God, the title of this message is Glorious Destiny. Glorious Destiny. Hallelujah. If I was to give it a subtitle, I would say Rise Up. So can you say with me, Glorious Destiny? Tell your neighbor, you have a glorious destiny. Hallelujah. And the subtitle is Rise Up. Tell your neighbor for me, it's time to rise up. Turn to somebody in front of you or behind you or somewhere near and just say, hey, I said it's time to rise up. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. Thank you, Jesus. Turn with me to Psalm 73 and verse 24. I'm reading from the New Living Translation for this one. Psalm 73, verse 24. In the New Living Translation, the word says, "You will keep on guiding me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious destiny." Hallelujah. You will keep on guiding me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious destiny. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And Isaiah 60, verses 1 to 3 in the King James Version. Isaiah 60, verses 1 to 3. The word says, "Arise, shine." Hallelujah. "For thy light is come." Hallelujah. "And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising." Hallelujah. Glory to God. Arise and shine. Rise up. Rise up, my chosen. Rise up, my sons and daughters. Rise up. Amen. Glory to God. And also Genesis 41, and this is where we're going to focus today. Genesis 41, looking at verse 14, and then we're going to jump down from verse 25 to 45 in the English Standard Version. Genesis 41, we know very well, it's the story of Joseph. Genesis 41 and verse 14, and then we're going to jump down to verse 25, down to 45. The word says, in verse 14, Genesis 41, 14, "Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him quickly out of the dungeon. and he shaved. He changed his clothing and came to Pharaoh. Hallelujah. And let's jump down to verse 25. We're going to look at 25 to 28 and then 33 to 42. Anyway, we'll just follow along. The word says in verse 25, then Joseph said to Pharaoh, the dreams of Pharaoh are one. God has revealed to Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good cows are 7 years. The seven good ears are 7 years. The dreams are one. The seven lean and ugly cows that came up after them are 7 years, and the seven empty ears blighted by the east wind are also 7 years of famine. It is as I told Pharaoh, God has shown to Pharaoh what he is about to do. Amen. There will come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt, but after them there will arise 7 years of famine, and all the plenty will be forgotten in the land of Egypt. The famine will consume the land, and the plenty will be unknown in the land by reason of the famine that will follow, for it will be very severe. And the doubling of Pharaoh's dream means that the thing is fixed by God, and God will shortly bring it about. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh select a discerning and wise man and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh proceed to appoint overseers over the land and take one-fifth of the produce of the land of Egypt during the season, during the seven plentiful years, and let them gather all the food of their good years that are coming and store up grain under the authority of Pharaoh for food in the cities, and let them keep it. That food shall be a reserve for the land against the 7 years of famine that are to occur in the land of Egypt, so that the land may not perish through the famine. And this proposal pleased Pharaoh and all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find a man like this in whom is the Spirit of God? Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, since God has shown you all this, there is none so discerning and wise as you are. You shall be over my house, and all my people shall order themselves as you command. Only as regards the throne will I be greater than you. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I have set you over all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh took his signet ring from his hand and put it on Joseph's hand and clothed him in garments of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him ride in his second chariot. And they called out before him, bow the knee. Thus he set him over all the land of Egypt. Moreover, Pharaoh said to Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without your consent, no one shall lift up hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paneah, and he gave him in marriage Asenath, the daughter of Potipherah, priest of On. And so Joseph went out over the land of Egypt. Amen. Amen. We see here in this story that Joseph's time had come. His destiny was finally coming to fruition. Hallelujah. It was finally coming to pass. We know the story very well. His brothers had been jealous of him. He had favor, uncommon favor with his father, and they were very jealous of him. And he was a righteous son to his father, and the brothers, as we know, were doing wrong things and getting away with it, and Joseph understood that he had to live righteously to honor God. He downloaded that grace from his father. May we download grace from the Father, from our Heavenly Father, and from the Father that God puts over our lives, our spiritual father. Amen. Download graces from your spiritual headship. Amen. Because in that grace, you find grace. In that anointing, you find anointing. In that strength, you find new strength. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's interesting to recognize that Joseph recognized one thing. Even though he went through being sold as a slave, his brothers tricked him, put him in a pit. He was sold as a slave. He's working in Potiphar's house. Potiphar's wife is after him, but he refuses to sin with her. And then she takes his coat and blames him for what he never did. And it's just one bad situation after another for Joseph. Now he finds himself in prison. And even when he's interpreted the dreams for the butler and the baker, they forget about him. 2 more years, even after the butler was restored back to his position next to Pharaoh, they forgot about him. And yet, what caused Joseph to keep holding on to what God gave him? What caused him? He didn't let go of his wisdom, and he didn't let go of the dream. Amen. I want to encourage you, never let go of your dream. Never let go of your dream. God will bring it to pass. That dream of a happy family, a blessed marriage, wonderful children who honor and serve the Lord, that dream, it shall come to pass. Though it tarry, wait for it. It shall come to pass. Hallelujah. If you trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He shall direct your paths. He will bring it to pass. He will bring it to pass. Glory to God. Glory to God. He never let go of his dream, and he kept wisdom. He kept wisdom. He kept his gifts flowing. He had gifts of administration. He had gifts of wisdom. He had prophetic sight and insight and foresight. He could see ahead, even beyond his time. He was a seer in the spirit. He understood that wisdom is the principal thing, and that's the foundation stone of a glorious destiny. You have to walk in the wisdom of God. Walk in sound wisdom. Amen? Proverbs 4:7-9 in the English Standard Version says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, she will promote you. She will bring thee to honor. When thou dost embrace her, she shall give to thee thine head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Amen. Glory to God. Wisdom has great benefits, including honor, including wealth, including blessings, including favor and peace. Hallelujah. That peace that passes understanding. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Wisdom and understanding help you keep your heart right, even in difficult and challenging circumstances. How many people know life is tough? Life offers horses for those who can ride. You got to learn to ride on the wings of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit so you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit so you have victory in life, a glorious destiny, the dream fulfilled. It will come to pass. Though it tarry, though the enemy tries to buffet you, trying to cause you to throw that dream out the door. It'll never happen. I give up. No. We refuse that. We refuse. How many people refuse? I'm one of those. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I refuse to give up. I just refuse. My mom said I was born persevering. I was almost born in the car. My dad had to rush my mom to the hospital because I was already persevering, just coming out of the womb. So perseverance is my middle name. My God. My God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you got to make up your mind who you are. And who God's made you to be in him. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And when life gets tough, make your faith tougher. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make your dream brighter. Dream bigger. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Remember that you're a soldier in the army of the Lord. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 to 5, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 to 5, the word says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. That was 2 Timothy 2, 3 to 5. You are a soldier in the army of the Lord. If you're born again, you love Jesus, you're a person after God's own heart. God makes us soldiers in the kingdom. Hallelujah. And he's the captain of the Lord's host. He never loses a case. Hallelujah. He's the one that commands the army of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so when you know that, you know you're going to win. You know you're on the winning side. And it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. But you will win. Hallelujah. Walk in the blessing. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. That's why it's so important to keep your heart before the Lord and not have issues with people, and just walk in forgiveness. Wear that coat of many colors of favor that also includes forgiveness. That somebody steps on your toes, I forgive you already. It doesn't matter. And how many people know, especially when you're in leadership, some people want to step on you every time they see you. Uh-huh, that's part of leadership. Oh, yes. Yeah, oh, yes. Hallelujah. I had to learn to say, all right, go ahead and step. Go ahead. Doesn't matter. I am with the Lord. I am moving in God's commanded blessing. Nothing shall be able to separate me from the love of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The blessing of the Lord makes rich. Hallelujah. He adds no sorrow. When you walk in the commanded blessing and honor the Lord, God will keep you. Hallelujah. He will prevail for you. He will prevail in you. Hallelujah. He will do the impossible for you. He'll make every crooked way straight. He'll make every rough place smooth. Glory to God. So I'm sharing with you four master keys to rising up. Four master keys to rise up. Glory to God. The first one is walk in fresh anointing. Walk in fresh anointing. Glory to God. Glory to God. Maintain a teachable spirit. How do you do it? You maintain a teachable spirit. Holy Spirit, teach me. Have a humble, respectful, teachable attitude before the Lord. Amen. Live and work in divine order. Amen. Amen. Amen or ouch. Amen. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Stay in God's presence until you are saturated, until you're anointed from on high. Amen. Glory to God. According to Reverend Kenneth Hagin in his book, A Fresh Anointing, he states to be fervent in spirit, or to be on fire with the Spirit, or to be aglow with the Spirit involves both your spirit and the Holy Spirit. It's not all up to the Holy Spirit. You have something to do with it. Amen. Another translation of scripture says, maintain the spiritual glow. God wants us to maintain the glow of the Holy Spirit. He wants us to maintain that glow of the Holy Spirit. You couldn't very well maintain the glow of the Spirit unless you were filled up to overflowing with the Spirit, could you? In other words, God wants us to stay filled with the Spirit. Amen. If God wants us to maintain the glow, then it must be His will that we stay filled with the Spirit at all times. And the Bible teaches us that. That's a quote from Dr. Kenneth Hagin's book. Hallelujah. Stay filled with the Holy Spirit. Stay on fire for God. Amen. Stay on fire for God. Amen. Ephesians 5, 17 to 18. Ephesians 5, 17 to 18. The word says, wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So there we see it in the word. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. The second key is have strong faith. Have strong faith. Glory to God. Have strong faith. Tell your neighbor, have strong faith. Focus on the Lord. Focus on the Lord. Focus on your purpose. Have a deep prayer life. This is how you develop strong faith. It's through a deep prayer life and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Not just prayer. Not just seeking His hand. Amen. But seeking His face. Lord, I just want your heart. Lord, I just want you. Beyond what answers to prayer, I just want you, Lord. I want more of you in me. so that I become all that you have destined and purposed me to be. Hallelujah. Because when we see him face to face, the word says it, we are transformed. We are transformed into his image from glory to glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Refuse doubt and unbelief. Refuse worry and fear. Reject ungodly thoughts. Keep the faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. According to Dr. David Youngie Cho in his book, The Fourth Dimension, he states that rhema, the word rhema, is produced out of logos. Logos, as we know, is the written word, but rhema is the inspired word or the ignited word that the Holy Spirit gives to us. Amen? Logos is like the pool of Bethesda. You may listen to the word of God and you may study the Bible, but only when the Holy Spirit comes and quickens a scripture or scriptures to your heart, burning them in your soul and letting you know that they apply directly to your specific situation, does logos become rhema. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Only when the Holy Spirit burns that scripture or those scriptures that you are standing on, burning them into your soul, letting you know that they apply directly, hallelujah, to your specific situation, does logos become rhema. And that you can take to the bank. Hallelujah. You can cash in your rhema for answered prayer and manifestation of the promises of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I love that. I love that. And that's something that we see in the life of Joseph. We see that Joseph didn't let go of that rhema. God showed him the dream, and God gave him a rhema that his life would be different. Beloved, your story is, I don't know, this is for someone here today, your story is going to be different. Your story is going to be different. Hallelujah. It's not going to be like a Joe Blow story. It's not going to be like anybody, just a nobody. No. You are somebody in Christ. You are somebody. Yes, you are. You are somebody in Christ. Yes, you are. You are above only and not beneath. You are the head and not the tail. You are who God says you are. And any other thing is a lie. Hallelujah. Whoever says whatever against you, it's a lie. Greater is he that is in you, hallelujah, than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. So don't receive the lies of the enemy. Don't receive the lies of the haters. Oh, they love their lies. They'll fabricate lies. They'll make sure they make up lies against you. Don't worry about those. Don't be concerned about those. That's petty stuff. Amen. Tell your neighbor, that's petty stuff. Amen. Know who you are. Glory to God. The third key is exercise the power of praise. Exercise the power of praise. Exercise the power of praise. Glory to God. Praise him even when you don't know how things are going to work out. Praise him when you can't even see your way. We've walked this out with Apostle. Hallelujah. When you praise God anyhow, when everything looks dark, when you can't see your hand in front of your face because it's that dark, when there's no hope and everybody's given up and everybody else has thrown in the towel, and you say, nevertheless, God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, it's already done in heaven. His promises are yea and amen. That rhema that God gave you, it's yea and amen. It's done in heaven. And you have to receive it in your spirit by strong faith that it's being done on earth. Doesn't matter how it looks like in the natural right now. It doesn't matter. I'm standing on that word. If God said it, I believe it, that settles it. He said it, it is so. He promised, it is done. He said it, it is so. Jealous down, it is so. No matter who says what against you, it is so. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. See, that's the power of your praise. When you exercise the power of praise, you overcome the naysayers. You overcome the taunts and the jeers of the enemy, the gnashing of teeth of the haters that have set up ambushes against you and set up lies and slanders against you. Don't worry about those. Hallelujah. The Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I am a living testimony. God can turn it. Hallelujah. Woo! God can turn it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God will turn it. When it looked like everything was coming against us as a family, God turned it. God stepped in. God gave us favor in strategic and specific places, and he turned that thing around, and he brought what was in trouble out of trouble. Hallelujah. 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 Hey! The God that we serve, he's an answering God. He's a miracle working God. He made the crooked way straight. Hey! He made the rough place smooth. He moved mountains. He shut down the lion's mouths. Have you ever been in the lion's den with the lions like Daniel? I've been there. We've been through it with Apostle. We've been in the lion's den with lions, with lawyers, and a whole nine yards of all kinds of nonsense, with all kinds of witches and warlocks trying to come against us. And God, somebody say, and God. God has the final say. Oh, yes, he does. And when God turns it, oh, Lord. When God turns it, it's like it was never like it was. Hallelujah. God just turns it himself sovereignly because he's God. And beside him, there's no other. That's why you need to serve the Lord and him only. Hallelujah. You can't have serve God and serve foreign gods. No, 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 no. That's a mistake. That's a mistake. Serving God and Buddha, that's a mistake. Serving God and Krishna, that's a mistake. Serving God and Allah, that's a mistake. But just serve the Lord our God, the one who was and is to come, the Alpha and the Omega, the bright and the morning star. Serve him only, and you will see God come through. See, some people don't see victory because they mix stuff. It's mixed seed. They mix a little bit of Sangoma stuff, and they mix a little bit of Christian stuff, and they mix a little bit of New Age stuff, and they mix a little bit of all kinds of junk, and then they wonder why their prayers are not answered. Well, that's why. Because God is a jealous God, and he'll have no other gods before him. He'll have no other gods before him. No other gods. So come out from among them and be separate. Hallelujah. Honor the Lord thy God, and you'll see him prevail for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And I love this because when you exercise the power of prayer and praise, you see God bring heavenly back up. We've seen it. When we were there in Killeen, Texas, rescuing family, God intervened. And there we saw angels. I remember God specifically, for weeks before that breakthrough happened, we saw angels in the house where we were staying at the time. We saw angels. And it was like, wow, Lord. And we saw glory show up. There was glory dust that just showed up in the house. And I was like, Lord, this is amazing. And he was like, I've got this. You enter your rest. I've got this. See, when God says he's got it, he's got it. That's when you just say, all right, Lord. And it's so important that you take your hands off. You don't put your mouth on. Apostle preached it last week, those first words. It is well. All is well. It is done. If God said it, it's done. So it's done. Whether it's manifest yet or not, it's done because he said it. If he said it, it is so. It is so. Hallelujah. It's yay and amen. It's done. He said it. It's done. So yes, Lord. And when you give God the praise in advance, he goes to work on your behalf. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody's going to give him praise up here tonight. Today, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, even this morning, we're going to give God the highest praise because he's worthy. Amen. He's worthy. Psalm 57, 9 to 11. Psalm chapter 57, verses 9 to 11. The word says, I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. Hallelujah. I will sing unto thee among the nations, for thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Hallelujah. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I love that scripture. Come before his presence with singing. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Give him thanksgiving. He's worthy of it all. He's worthy of it all, beloved. He's worthy. Doesn't matter how it looks in the natural. It might be looking totally opposite. For a long time there, it was looking totally opposite. Have you ever been through a situation that looks like it's a dead end? Oh, yes. And God steps in and prevails. Hallelujah. He's a miracle-working God. Joseph understood this. He knew he couldn't let go of his faith. He could not let go of his faith. He decided, I'm not letting go of my dream, and I'm not letting go of my faith in my God. He held on to his faith. Even when people leave your life, don't worry about it. God has the final say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, he does. The fourth key here is no compromise. Say it with me, no compromise. Tell your neighbor, I said no compromise. Tell your other neighbor and put your hand on your hip and give him an attitude. Say, I said no compromise. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Live sold out to God. Live sold out to God. Live sold out. Sold out. Thank God the Lord helped me, and I'm grateful for this. He helped me when I got filled with the Holy Spirit. He helped me. He was like, you got to go with me all the way. I remember him speaking that into my spirit, and I was like, yes, Lord. And he was like, are you going to be sold out to me? And I said, yes, Lord. And God changed my story. From a little girl from Philadelphia. Lord, West Oak Lane, Lord have mercy. Drug houses on every corner. Poverty all around. And God. God can change a story. My Lord. Plucked out of the miry clay. The God that we serve. He's an answering God. He's a miracle-working God. Only be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So I want to encourage you, no compromise, beloved. No compromise. Don't compromise for anybody. I don't care if it's somebody who's trying to be a boyfriend or whatever. Even if it's your best friend, but if they're going the wrong way, part ways. It's time to say, Jonah, you got to get off my boat. Thank you, but I'm not going down with you. Heave ho, you got to go. Oh, yes. Jonah, you got to go. Hallelujah. Lift up your levels. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome, man and woman of God. God bless you. God bless you, Bishop Monty Norwood and Pastor Wanda, God bless you. God bless you. And the prophetesses, God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together for them. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. Amen. Beloved, no compromise. No compromise. Live sold out to God. Joseph understood this. He understood I had to part ways with the baker. The baker was just full of his own nonsense. He trusted the butler. He said, hey, remember me when you get out there next to Pharaoh. Remember me. But even the butler forgot him. For 2 years, he was forgotten. But when Pharaoh had the dream, the butler remembered Joseph. See, there's a specific time. There's a specific time that God brings things back on course with destiny. There's a time and a season. And Ecclesiastes 3:1 says it. For everything, there's a time. There's a season under heaven. For everything, for everything. There's a time and a season. And Joseph's time had come. And the Bible says he immediately changed. He changed his clothes. I love that. He changed his clothes. Why? Because he knew he couldn't go there looking like he was from the prison. He knew he had to go there looking like he was ready for his destiny. He knew he had a glorious destiny ahead of him. So he had to change. And I'm sure he had the prison warden shave, help him shave real good. Because he shaved. And he was looking royal when he went to see Pharaoh. Hallelujah. When he went before Pharaoh, he was looking good. He was looking royal. He was looking awesome. Glory to God. And he understood. He understood, this is my time. This is the time of my destiny rising. Somebody here today, it's the time of your destiny shifting and rising. Hallelujah. The Lord is raising you up. He's raising you up in your purpose. He's raising you up in your destiny. He's raising you up in the authority and the specific kingdom purpose that he has assigned and called you unto. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, beloved, lift your levels. Lift up your word level. Lift up your prayer level. Lift up your fasting level. Lift up your faith level. Hallelujah. Lift it up. Rise up. Position yourself for victory. Position yourself for your victory. Position yourself. Joseph was in position. He was in position. He knew my time is here. He shaved, changed his clothes. And the Bible says, and he came suddenly. 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 He didn't make haste. He didn't wait and just gradually. He knew I'm running into purpose. I'm running into it. I'm moving into it. Hallelujah. When everyone's standing, I see a prophetic act. Let's step forward 3 times if you can, or step switch, however way you can. 3 times. Hallelujah. Step into your purpose. Come hastily. Just walk. Just walk around. Just walk around just for 30 seconds. Makarabo sheta. Miki tanda darabosa. Nye sheka tata. Minda darabosa. Nanda darabosa. Nanda darabosa. Senga darabosa. Mishteka tata darabosa. Manda darabosa. Nchika tom brisha. Nyeskwa tata darabaha. Makata darago darabasa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Give Jesus a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Somebody shout. Hallelujah. The Lord is in this place. Hallelujah. In summary, walk in fresh anointing. Be saturated by the Holy Spirit. Aglow in His anointing, His word, and His power. Be aglow in the anointing. Be so filled with the Holy Spirit that you, people no longer see you, but they see Christ. They see the Holy Spirit moving in and through you. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Move in strong faith. Exercise the power of praise and give God the praise in advance. And finally, no compromise, beloved. No compromise. Be sold out to God. Him and Him only. Him and Him only. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm closing with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord just for a moment. But I just feel the Spirit pulling us into a move of the Spirit that eye has not seen and ear has not heard. God is healing someone right now. You came here with issues, health issues. God is healing you right now. I don't know who that is for, but somebody came here with major health issues. Someone, the Lord woke me up 5 a.m. this morning. Someone was having major stomach issues, major issues with digestion, something with the stomach or around the stomach or in the chest area. Whatever it is, the Lord has healed you. He's healing you right now. He's healing you right now. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Someone that was dealing with cancer situation, God is healing you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe it's a loved one. God is healing them right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Daniel 3. And we know the story very well. Story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And I just want to get to this part. The Holy Spirit's just pulling me in. The Bible says, therefore, at the time, certain Chaldeans, Daniel chapter 3 from verses 9, we're going to read all the way down to 30, but we're going to just touch in places. Daniel chapter 3, verses 9 to 30. The word says, therefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and maliciously accused the Jews. They declared to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that every man who hears the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into a burning fiery furnace. And there are certain Jews whom you have appointed over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. These men, O king, pay no attention to you, and they will not worship your image that you set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in furious rage, commanded Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be brought. And so they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar answered and said to them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the golden image that I've set up? Now, if you're ready, when you hear the sound of the horn, the pipe, the lyre, the trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music to fall down and worship the image that I have made, well and good. But if you do not worship, you shall immediately be cast into a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. Ah, I love that. I love that. See, you got to make up your mind who you are. You got to make up your mind whose you are. Hallelujah. I love that. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If this be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was filled with fury, and the expression on his face was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times, more than it was usually heated. And he ordered some of the mighty men of his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their cloaks, their tunics, their hats, their garments, and they were thrown into the burning fiery furnace because the king's order was urgent and the furnace overheated. The flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, fell bound into the burning fiery furnace. But then look what happens. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished. He was astonished, and he rose up in haste. And he declared to his counselors, "Did we not cast three men bound into the fire?" And they answered and said to the king, "True, O king." And he answered, "But I see four men unbound." Hallelujah! Walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the appearance of the fourth is like a son of the gods. Hallelujah! Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the door of the burning fiery furnace, and he declared, "Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come on out, come here." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire, and the satraps, the prefects, governors, king's counselors gathered together and saw that the fire had not had any power over the bodies of those men. The hair of their heads was not singed. Their cloaks were not harmed. No smell of fire had come upon them. Glory. Nebuchadnezzar answered and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, who has sent his angels and delivered his servants, who trusted in him and set aside the king's command and yielded up their bodies rather than serve and worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this." Glory to God. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to notice something. In the midst of the fiery furnace, there was the fourth man. And nothing of theirs was burned. Their clothes were not burned. Their bodies were not burned. But the bondages on their arms disappeared. God broke the bondages. Today, God's breaking bondages. He's breaking every bondage. He's breaking every fetter, every chain. He's destroying every yoke. He's moving mountains out of somebody's way. Hallelujah! Oh, yes! Oh, yes! He's the God that is more than enough. He's the Ancient of Days, the bright and the morning star, the one who was and is to come, the Alpha and the Omega, the bright and the morning star, sweet rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the author and the finisher of my faith. Hallelujah, the one who is our advocate of advocates, King of kings, King of glory. Fill the place, oh God. King of glory, fill this place. King of glory, fill this place. Everyone standing, everyone standing. The King of glory is here. He is here to set the captives free. He is here to heal and deliver and save the lost. He's breaking the shackles. He's breaking bondages. Every bondage, every witchcraft and sorcery, be broken in the name of Jesus. Be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let God arise, his enemies be scattered. Let them that hate thee flee before thee. Principalities and powers of this region, get out of our way. In the name of Jesus, we bind you. We cast you out. We cast you down. Move out of our way. Move out of Midrand. Move out of Centurion. Move out of Johannesburg. Jesus is Lord over Midrand. Jesus is Lord over South Africa. Jesus is Lord over Africa. Jesus is Lord over the nations of the earth. Jesus is Lord. Let God arise. His enemies be scattered. Let them that hate thee flee before thee. In the name of Jesus. Mecca da 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 Everyone lifting your hands. For yea, says the Spirit of the Lord, I move you, my sons and daughters. I move you to a new realm in me. I move you to a new place in me. I move you out of the old and into the new, says the Lord. I break shackles. I break fetishes. I break every hindrance. Mikibrashata. I break that which was sent against you, every attack and counterattack. I break it off of you now, says the Spirit of the living God. I cause you to move in alignment with my purpose and with my destiny. I take you up and over and into my glory, into my power, into my authority, into my level and my realm, and into my heavenly realm, where eye has not seen and ear has not heard, says the Spirit of the living God. I bring you into a resting place in faith, says the Lord, and I break shackles off of you. I break generational bondages off of you. I break hindrances off of you. I break generational curses off of your children, says the Spirit of the living God. I break them off of your marriage, off of your family, off of your personal life, off of your household, says the Spirit of the living God. And I move you in depth in me, says the Spirit of the living God. I give you my authority. I give you a heart after my heart. From today, you will hear me more clearly than you ever heard me before, says the Spirit of the living God. Do not look back to what was, but press unto me for what I am doing and for the dreams that I have given to you. Do not let them die, says the Spirit of the living God. If I have spoken it, it is so, and shall not be otherwise, says the Spirit of the living God. For I do mighty things among you, my chosen. Do not look back. Rise and look up. Rise up. Move in your glorious destiny, says the Spirit of the living God. Have I not chosen you for divine purpose? Have I not chosen you for my glory and for my dominion in the earth, says the Spirit of the living God. Arise, my chosen. Arise, my sons and daughters. Arise and shine. Give Jesus a hand of praise. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. Hallelujah! 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 Man and woman of God, we want you to come. Bishop and Pastor Wanda, God bless you. Just hold hands together. If I need to release this word, Apostle, if you'll come. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. For yea, says the Lord. Just lift your hands before the Lord. I'm moving among you, my chosen. And I have found you faithful. And though it has been a difficult path, I move you into your victory. I move you into dreams fulfilled. I put new mantles of the apostolic. I put new mantles of apostolic and prophetic, woman of God. The prophetic, you're a seer already, but you're going to move in prophetic voice and prophetic grace and a new anointing. Hita tatata, shikita, yishakataba, niki shakata, yikitada. Don't worry, someone's behind you. Just receive, just receive. I heal the broken places. I heal the wounded places. I heal and restore. I heal and restore. And I cause you to access new anointings and new graces. Yes, increase and abundance is your portion. Expansion and accomplishment is your portion. More than you've ever dreamed. More than you've ever dreamed. More than you've ever dreamed, man of God and woman of God. I have found you faithful in the small. In the small. Hallelujah. Prophetess has come. And I take you forth in power, in wisdom, and in authority. I take you forth in my new anointing. I take you forth in accomplishment of great grace and newness of accomplishment in the realm of the Spirit, in your city, in the nation, ha! In the nation, ha! In the nation, ha! In the nation, says the Spirit of the living God. I move you forth in power. I move you forth in fresh anointing, says the Spirit of the living God. And I brought you here to refresh you. I brought you here to refresh you. I brought you here to refresh you. Just receive. Just receive. Hey, shakadadagadaba. Refrakarabos. Hey, shh. Makato. Mesaka. Mishoko. Masokopa. Yes, and the government shall be upon the shoulders. Hey, shakadadaha. Makadadaha. Mikadadabaha. The government shall be upon the shoulders. And they will listen to you in high places, in corporate places, in strategic places. I put access and weapons, new weapons in your hands and in your mouths. I put new weapons upon you, woman of God and man of God. I cause you to move forth in power and great authority, says the Spirit of the living God. I move you forth in wisdom and in graces. I move you forth in divine authority, says the Spirit of the living God. And shall you not perform my word with signs, wonders, miracles? Hey! Healings shall come through these hands. Healings and miracles. Healings and miracles through these hands. Healings and miracles. Healings and miracles. Shagadadagadadaha. More than ever before. More than ever before. Magadadagadadaha. And you shall go back changed. Just hold hands together. Just hold hands together. You shall go back changed. The sign to you will be a new home as well. A beautiful new home. God is just going to specifically show you. And it's just going to be supernatural. It's going to be His doing. Marvelous in your eyes, but it's going to be a blessing to you and your family. It's just going to be God's doing. I see also a new car for you, woman of God. I see a beautiful new car. It's coming swiftly, woman of God. It's what you've desired. You're going to see it come to pass, and it's going to be above and beyond what you could ask or think, says the Spirit of the Lord. For you've been faithful unto me through the years, through the many years that you've sacrificed, and sacrificed, even in your family, sacrificed, and as a couple, sacrificed. And the Lord is saying He rewards those who sacrifice unto Him, who diligently seek Him, who honor Him with their sacrifice. He has answered you today. And He is showing off for you and you, prophetesses. He is showing off the desires of your heart. You're going to see Him come to pass. Woman of God, the desires of your heart, you're going to see them come to pass. You're going to see those desires come to pass. You're going to see the desires come to pass, says the Spirit of the living God. Shikita sakata nisheki
brasa. Hallelujah. Just for transparency, we were enjoying fellowship yesterday with Bishop Norwood and his dear wife, Wanda Norwood, and two women of God from their church in Atlanta, Georgia, who are in the country right now. And as they came, as the word was going forth, Bishop, the Holy Spirit began to plant some words in my spirit, so I knew there was going to be a word for you. And as the prophet began to flow, a lot of that was confirmed. But what the Spirit of the Lord is also saying is that this is your season of divine compensation. This is your season of divine compensation. No, you shall not leave empty-handed. You shall not leave empty-handed. And it's not only going to be material, but it shall be divine vindication. Divine. God's about to clear your names in places where your names have been tainted or spoken of in a lesser way than they should have been. And this is going to be a time of divine vindication for you. And as I was seated there, the Holy Spirit said to me, it was divine destiny that you should be here this morning. We didn't know you were coming, and you had other plans, and somehow we see you here today, this morning. But the Lord said that you have come because now is time to make the turn. Make the turn. Make the turn towards the Spirit. Make the turn, says the Lord, because you have been asking me, and I'm turning now. It's a new direction. And in this new direction, it's a new beginning. And I shall call you to deep times of prayer and of seeking my face. And I will begin to download to you new blueprints, new patterns, new blueprints, new direction, new direction. No, this is not the end. This is the beginning of a new thing that I'm doing in Bible way, says the Spirit of the living God. And in this direction, you two shall walk together, and you two shall work together. And even those things that had caused thorns and thistles in your lives, I am removing even now, says the Spirit of the living God. And I'm taking you into a new direction, and you shall see my hand, for you shall begin to see healings begin to break out. You shall begin to see miracles and signs and wonders shall begin to be performed in the house of the Lord and through your ministry. And music is going to sprout again, is going to germinate again, for it is within you, says the Lord, and I shall heal many in their souls even through the music, says the Spirit of the living God. And yes, there has been a blowing of the Spirit, blowing away the chaff. It is the chaff that has been blown away. It is not the wheat. The wheat remains, and the chaff has been blown away. And I've sifted the wheat from the chaff, and the chaff is now gone. And now I have a new seed, says the Lord, and a new breed will come out of this new seed. And you should begin to see a new crop. And a new generation shall begin to come because they're hungry and they're thirsty. And you're going to feed them with the bread of life and with the water of the Spirit. And yes, I have anointed your hands for battle, and for healing, says the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can we give God a praise? Amen. Praise the Lord. These are our friends. These are our friends. Amen. Hallelujah. Just bring my cell phone there. I wrote down something. We're not done yet. Worship team, won't you come? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. What you're seeing here is going to flow out. I see businesses being resurrected and coming into fullness. I see businesses coming into fullness of dreams realized. That somebody needs to receive that. Businesses coming into fullness of dreams realized. Thank you, Father. We receive, Lord. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying He is breaking through in your family. Some of you have had situations, even this last December, with family members where they're dabbling in demonic stuff and they've been trying to throw stuff on you. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, it's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. No matter what they try, it's boomeranging back to them. Hallelujah. It's boomeranging back. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just sense in my spirit God is burning away as we worship. We're just going to give God the highest praise. And if you need a touch from the Lord, I want you up here. If you know you need a touch from the Lord, I want you up here. You know you need a breakthrough in your life, I want you up here. But God is doing something. He's healing the brokenhearted. He's healing the broken. He's healing those that have been through fire. Thank you, Lord. And He's causing you to come out as pure gold, untouched by the flames. Hallelujah. Untouched by the flames. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Elders and pastors, come and help us also to minister to the people. Yes. It's kind of full. Let's just go round a little bit there so that more people can come in and stand behind others. Yes. And elders, won't you help us? Pastors, won't you help us? Lift up your hands in the front here. Hallelujah. Bayete, 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 bayete.
Amen.
It's in the mind of God to baptize people in the Holy Spirit today. I was going to do it on Friday to pray for people, but the Holy Spirit, some people are ready now to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. So if you know that you need a fresh baptism, you need the infilling, you want to speak with other tongues, you want to talk to God in the language of the angels and of heaven like everybody else, this promise is for you. You don't have to beg for it. It's already a promise that you just receive by faith. The Holy Spirit has been given, and Jesus said, this promise is for you and to your children and to your children's children and to as many as the Lord our God shall call. So come forward right now. You're saying, I need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Yes, let's continue to sing that.